ABC Radio Australia.
In the past 24 hours, a 27-year-old male in PNG's National Capital District has tested positive for COVID-19, bringing PNG's total number of COVID cases to 541. It comes as the pandemic controller, David Manning, issued 12 new pandemic measures for the country and says the test results of 350 people are still pending at the laboratories. In efforts to help with testing, the World Health Organization is fast-tracking 40,000 rapid COVID-19 tests to Papua New Guinea. The operation has begun with health officials planning to ramp up testing across the country by making it compulsory for hospitals to test patients with respiratory symptoms and high temperatures. And as Bethany Harriman reports from Port Moresby, weekly test quotas are to be set for each of PNG's 22 provinces.
The streets of Port Moresby are bustling with activity. Just a handful of people are wearing a face mask, and it's crowded at bus stops and city markets with few people maintaining social distancing. This type of behaviour is worrying for health experts. They're also concerned about the low number of people coming forward to be tested at the COVID-19 clinics that have been set up around the capital.
Like, you could have 1,000 or 2,000 tests in the city, but there's no point in having them if no one actually comes in for testing.
Dr. Gary Ngo heads up the COVID-19 response in Port Moresby. He says there is still stigma surrounding COVID-19 tests, and he blames that on fake news being spread on social media. But Dr. Ngo says there are reasons too. He's heard of some workers fearing they'll lose their jobs if they test positive and are forced to go into quarantine.
Like, some of the people who actually experience these symptoms and that and want to get tested actually are not coming in because of those factors.
So far, around 26,000 tests have been carried out in PNG, and its population is estimated to be more than 8 million people. To put that into perspective, New Zealand, with just 5 million people, has conducted 980,000 tests. That's 37 times as many as PNG. So the World Health Organization is about to lend a hand. Here is Anna Molson from the WHO's PNG team.
So Papua New Guinea will be able to access very shortly 40,000 antigen RDT kits with funding provided through the Global Fund to Fight HIV, TB and Malaria to the total value of $200,000.
These kits are for a rapid COVID-19 test. They can look for antigens or proteins that are found on the surface of the virus. They're cheap, just $5 per unit, and can give results as in less than half an hour, rather than hours or days like other tests. They don't need specialty lab equipment and chemicals, but they are considered less accurate. But Anna Molson says they'll be extremely useful in PNG, especially in places like Kyunga near the Oktedi mine, that's seen hundreds of COVID-19 cases.
So this will really allow us to expand the capabilities into those more rural and remote areas. Also, if there's large or widespread community transmission, that will really help us speed up the turnaround time of the testing.
WHO and health department officials recently recommended community-based testing in settlements in and around Kyunga. Dr. Gary Ngo says they have to get people to do testing where they are.
For us in Port Moresby, our strategy is a bit different. We're actually doing community testing and we're rolling out our programs.
Meanwhile, PNG authorities are ramping up their testing requirements, issuing new measures that make it compulsory for hospitals to test patients within 24 hours who have respiratory illnesses, including pneumonia. But they're also asking hospitals and clinics in Port Moresby to take COVID tests for people with temperatures higher than 38 degrees Celsius. And they're also setting a minimum of tests for the provinces. But Dr. Gary Ngo says changing people's perceptions will remain their biggest challenge.
With the improved technology and faster turnaround time, that might help to alleviate some of the negativity of the... And we might actually see more people coming in for sampling and testing.
Dr. Ngo says communities have even attacked health workers.
We faced the instances where community have actually reacted violently to our workers who have gone out into community and tried to sample. We've actually been stoned and chased, and it's a risk to our health workers as well.
But they aren't giving up. A national survey is being carried out to help authorities better understand people's knowledge about the virus and their perception of it, to better deliver COVID-19 safety messages, with the aim of saving lives and saving livelihoods.